Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucks got a much-needed win last night. They've got the Knicks and Celtics this weekend, so we'll see how long this temporary goodwill lasts. Joining us to talk about it, longtime pal Ty Windish of the Eurostep podcast. Again, Bart Winkler in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, also important information. Ty, what's up, my friend?
Feeling great. Glad to be joining you again, Bart, to talk about the Bucks, and we finally got a win to talk about. So, what could be wrong on this Friday afternoon?
Well, a lot, but that's a different story. I think with the game last night, it's nice that they won, and now we're going to see, you know, how things look here against the Knicks, and then going forward against the Celtics. I'll frame it this way. I think that I have been converted from being a guy, and we've talked about this, I've long been a flip-the-switch guy. Mm. I've long thought the Bucks were good enough to be good, that the Bucks were good enough, and I know injuries have ravaged them in the playoffs, but they weren't going to win anything last year anyway. I keep using the parallel like a Broadway play. There's so many rehearsals. But then I realized, well, if the rehearsal's no good, maybe the play won't be good either. And I think one thing the Bucks need to do is learn not only how to play with each other, that's important, and I don't think, like, I agree with Doc, they're not missing the playoffs, but they do need to learn how to win. So I think with these two games coming up, old Bart would have probably excused a 2-8 start and been like, well, they're still figuring things out. But I also think they need to learn how to win. I would like to see them win at least one of these games.
Yeah, I agree. I think both are good tests. You know, both of those teams having their own kind of injury problems, too. So you can't, obviously, you know, not having Chris Middleton playing yet has hurt the Bucks, but it's the NBA, and nobody's really healthy at any point, it feels like, lately. And all you can do is play with who you've got active and who's on the schedule. But I think they've got to learn how to win. I think the other thing about flipping the switch in the modern league is these teams are too good and everybody shoots too many threes. That, like, I don't know if there's teams that you can really sleepwalk anymore. I mean, like, they let the foot off the gas for half of a quarter against Utah and went into halftime trailing the Utah Jazz, who, I mean, the Bucks can't really talk trash based on record, but, you know, records aside, clearly not as good of a basketball team as the Milwaukee Bucks, and this game is in Milwaukee. Like, if you let these teams get hot at this point because you're, you know, lazy and pre-switch flip defensively, you might just lose more games. I mean, you look at the Chicago game, the Brooklyn game, easily games the Bucks should have won despite their own injuries, and they just kind of let those teams walk into open shots, and those teams obliged and got going, and then it was, you know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube at a certain point. So I think for long term, they need to learn how to win together consistently for sure. I mean, this version of the Bucks with Dame, they got off to the good start under Adrian Griffin. I think, and people are kind of looking at that with rose-colored glasses. I don't know if he felt great about it at the time. They barely were beating, like, the Wizards. they need to learn how to consistently win better and build better defensive habits before the playoffs. I 100% agree with that.
So last night they made the change, and I was glad to see, like, I was glad to see the effort to treat last night as like a game that was worthy of making a change for. They started Andre Jackson Jr. Not going with Gary Trent in that spot. He only played 8 minutes. I mean, Middleton will come back eventually, but maybe take the Prince role. I mean, do we look at, and I say eventually and then like scratch my head, but is this, did you see enough last night where you can think long-term permanent change, more experimenting to be done with the way the starting lineup might look both without and with Chris?
Yeah, I feel stronger that we're going to see a lot of Andre Jackson Jr. or Ajax in the real rotation more regularly than I do that he will start all year. But I think there is a chance that he holds on to that starting spot. You know, it was one game, it was excitement, it was a bad Jazz team. I'm hoping he starts again tonight, and it sounds like Giannis will play as well. Because I want to see, okay, what's a good, disciplined playoff veteran, you know, team look like against Ajax as a starter, and the Celtics an even better example, because, you know, it's kind of easy mode. You're playing against the Utah Jazz. Again, they had a good first half, Utah did, but the talent's not there to the same level as it's going to be these next two games. But that said, I mean, the fact that he's able to pick up, you know, just about 90 feet defensively and slow down the half court for the other teams, you know, everyone else is having to defend a little bit less, which makes their life easier. The scheme switched a little bit to accommodate Ajax. I mean, they were switching 1 through 5, like below 10 seconds on the shot clock, even letting Brooks switch, and it was working. The Bucks were just having a lot more success walling off everything except those threes, and I think some of the threes Utah hit in the first half, not great shots. I mean, that team came in not a great shooting team. If you're forcing a team to take okay threes, you know, maybe you lose once in a while, but I think generally that's a winning formula that they can stick to. And I think Ajax was a big enabler of them to play that level of defense. He's closing out on guys that, you know, the rest of the roster is just too slow to. He's a great rebounder. So I have questions still. I wouldn't pin him in. I think he's still got to continue to prove that he can stay afloat, especially offensively against great teams or good teams at least. But I think also that said, like, they need what he brings, whether he's a starter or an early bench piece. And I think he's going to have a chance here in these next couple of weeks to prove that he should remain with the starters and he can do enough to complement them while carrying a lot of load defensively.
Talking with Ty Windisch with the Eurostep Podcast, Eurostep Podcast Network. Always appreciate getting to chat with Ty. Talking with Ty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Time out with Ty.
Time out with Ty. Time out with Ty. I like that. Okay, so Jackson starting, Ajax, pushed Gary Trent out of the rotation almost. He only gets 8 minutes. DeLon Wright not playing. Prince is still starting. These three guys that they got, where's the role for all of them now?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think Prince certainly has been the most rock solid, and he's not scoring a ton, but I think that's fine. I think he's you know, knock down the open threes, be in the right spots, defend well. I'm glad the other thing about Andre Jackson Jr. starting is he's better at defending smaller players. They've been asking Prince to guard like small ones and twos, point and shooting guards. I just don't think that's his role. He's a big body. You want him on forward. So that also, I think, helps him be better on both ends, that lineup change. Trent, so Doc said after the game, back spasms limited him. That's why he was held out. He also didn't really play much the game before that against the Cavs after starting that game. I don't know if that was also back spasms. I don't know if it's half back spasms, half, you know, this is the way the game is going. You've been a rough play for us lately. I don't know where that line is. I would expect that line is not 100% injury, 0% performance, but I don't think they're shunning Trent Jr. yet. He's been too good of a player in his NBA career. You've got to try and figure it out. Doc said one of the reasons for the lineup change was maybe we can get him a different look coming off of the bench, see if that gets him going. Did not work in his brief stints against the Jazz. We'll see if he is able to play against the Knicks or the Celtics, if it's better, but they need him to get going. I think they need his offense, especially with Chris out. They need a lot more of him scoring and just handling the ball a little bit. DeLon Wright, that one's interesting. We've heard a little bit about some shoulder injury there. He has not been on the injury report lately, though. And Ryan Rollins is just straight up getting to play over him. So Rollins, former second-round pick, bounced around Warriors to the Wizards, came to the Milwaukee as a two-way player, and played really well with the Herd last season, played really well in summer league preseason, and has now earned himself real looks. A couple minutes each in both of the last two games, but I think he's brought a real energy, a two-way guard energy. So that one is even more interesting to me than Trent without, like, any injury stuff. I really wonder, like, is Ryan Rollins winning the backup point guard job here? I'm going to watch closely these next two games to see what the rotation looks like, but these young Bucks sure seem like they are coming, and they are going to grab every possible minute with, you know, bringing this energy and effort.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Athleticism the team needs.
I'm going to talk to you about two guys that Bucks fans seem to always be upset with. Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton.
Yeah.
So I'm going to frame it in the way of a survey. You know, like the strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral. So strongly benefit, somewhat benefit, neutral, slightly hurt, and strongly hurt. Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis, where do you throw them in with when they're on the court? Because the way that people talk about them when they're watching them,
yeah,
is like every time they're on the court, it's bad. And even if there's a stretch of good, there'll be a stretch of bad to counteract the stretch of good. It seems like from the fans' perspective, like these two guys, when they're on the court, bad things happen.
Yeah, I would say Connaughton, for the most part, has been on the either slightly or strongly hurt this season. He's had a couple of good moments, I think. In one of the Cavs games, he gave them something when it was he, Bobby, and all three young players, Green, Jackson Jr., and Rollins. That lineup was incredible, and I think that was probably some of the best run Bobby and Pat have both had this season. But by and large, I think it's the perimeter defense for Connaughton. I've long thought that he was solid on that end, like a little better than people think, good positional defender. Just too many clips, I'd say, so far this season where you look back and, you know, the defense is breaking down because – you know, an average offensive player, not like a superstar player, is just immediately beating him on a drive from the perimeter in a way that you just can't happen if you're going to have team defense. That, along with another slow start shooting the three ball, which, you know, each of the last two regular seasons and the last playoffs, he also dealt with. At a certain point with all of that stuff, even though I still think he's a underrated playmaker and driver, like, he can't be bad defensively and not hit threes. It's just really difficult to provide value in the league these days if you're both of those things, unless you're, you know, averaging a 30-point triple-double, which he's not doing. So I would say on the harmful side, vacillating between the two for Connaughton. For Portis, a wider range. I mean, there are games when he is very helpful, when he's knocking down threes, he's getting offensive rebounds, he's not stopping the ball, and he's, you know, he's working defensively. He's not losing his man. But he's had games. He was one of the worst defenders in those nightmare Bulls and Nets games, just totally losing his guy, getting a post up, grinding the offense to a halt. Dame is standing still. Nothing's moving. Shot is rimming out. that's the kind of basketball I think he can't play. But I think there's more hope for him to be on the helpful side more often. I thought last night, even though there were certainly defensive issues still, they weren't going to him for the post-ups. They were just using him to set screens, roll, and space the floor, linger in the dunker spot to grab those rebounds or clean the glass. And I thought he was a lot more helpful to the Bucks, and they won his minutes. So I think there's more optimism that they can get more out of Portis. Connaughton, we would really need to see, I think, the shot turn around or the defense to turn around in a way that I'm just not sure it can at this point. So I'm more optimistic they can get more of the slightly or very positive out of Portis, although the defense has still been, you know, a bit of a difficult journey for him at some possessions.
All right, should I bother you with the trade question? Should I?
Yeah, I'll do a trade question. You know, it's funny. I feel like everyone, even the national media now, is like, yeah, they're not going to. We're not even going to talk. We don't care anymore. I'll talk about it. Why not?
Well, first of all, they're not trading out like Giannis and Dame. This nonsense. But yeah. It's almost good that, because the stories, for whatever reason, the stories, people got them, they want them, they're going to publish them. At least it came out early this year, so we can just bypass it. Okay, we're done with the Giannis trade story. We talk about those guys that are hurting the team. I don't know what the path is to make these deals. Second apron and all this stuff makes things very hard. Is there like tangible things that when Bucks fans think trade, is there something that they can get excited for, or is it going to be like low risk, high reward kind of guys that they might think can make an impact in this system, whatever it is?
Yeah, that's a good question. I tend to think it's going to be pretty unexciting players back, you know, certainly role players. There's not going to be a fourth star or whatever coming. I'd be shocked if they wanted to shake anything up that much. I think most of the core pieces are going to be in place. I think the most important player who could reasonably get traded is Bobby Portis. I don't even know if that's likely either, because I just think his value around the league is probably pretty hard to gauge, but you never know. I mean, that's the thing about trades in the league, outside of like the obvious, you know, star wants to go here, they have 8 picks, they send the 8 picks and salary, whatever, like the in-between trades, we never know how much teams value certain players that we may see as flawed or we may think are overrated. I think Brook Lopez is a great example. I think the league would love to get a hand on Brook Lopez. I think more of those calls historically have been to the Bucks, not from the Bucks about him, because you just look at how few great two-way centers there are in the league. He is one of them, even at this advanced age. But I think opening up a roster spot for whether it's one of these current free agents, you know, Markelle Fultz, a good player, is still out there. Lonnie Walker went overseas. You know, someone like that, I could see as being one of their impact adds if they just, you know, send Beauchamp somewhere, maybe send Connaughton somewhere to open a spot. They could also target, you know, a real player in the league now. If they did at this point, I would think either a point guard or a big, just because they don't really have that defensive backup center, right? It's Giannis and Brooks start. Bobby comes off the bench. We know, you know, all he does offensively. He's not, I would say, a true five defensively. I think a player like that would help. They have Liam Robbins on a two-way, just really, you know, an unproven player you don't want to rely on. So, you know, I could see picking up just like someone to come off the bench, whether it's a free agent into a roster spot or a trade around the league. But as you mentioned, the second apron stuff, so they cannot combine salaries to send out together unless they duck below that apron, which would be hard to do midseason. So it's pretty much one-for-one trades, and the player they bring back cannot make even a dollar more than who they send out. So if you want to fire up the trade machine, just know that it's probably a one-for-one deal, and they're probably targeting someone who makes less. So you can't bring back a $20 million player for Bobby Portis. You're looking, I think, 11 or less for him, 9 or less for Pat, 2.6 or less for Marjan, and it goes down from there.
Oh, the one other thing that I wanted to ask you, the thing that I said I was going to ask you, with last night, Brook only took 2 shots. Is that by design, or was that like a total anomaly?
I think a little bit of both. You know, I think Brook's clearly aware he's not shooting the ball well. I tend to think it's a slump, and he's going to get back to his typical 36% over the course of a full sample. But I don't mind him tapering it back a little bit. You know, he started off cold. A lot of things are working offensively otherwise, and, you know, just not forcing shots. I would actually like to see on nights like that, if he's going to be 0-for-2 from 3, get him involved more directly as a screen and roller, get him rolling toward the basket and put the ball in his hands. I think he has had some good success there this season, even if it's not the typical post-ups that, you know, we've looked for from him in the past. But I think it's okay if he cuts off the shooting a little early, just because I do think teams, the defenses of the other teams, are like, okay, we don't want Damian Giannis shooting. Torian Prince is 50%+ from three. Bobby Portis can be a dynamic shooter. AJ Green is 60% from three. If we have to pick someone to shoot, we'd rather it be the 7-footer who's 34 feet from the rim and is starting off like 20%. So I don't mind him taking those threes when they're open. I don't like when it ends up happening. It feels like several possessions in a row, because then it just feels like the other team is opting into that. You know, okay, we'll force Brooke to make some rather than let Dame and Giannis shoot. So I like not going to him over and over. I don't think he'll take only two shots too often this season, but I don't mind that approach from him and from the Bucks.
Ty Windisch, always a pleasure. You can find him at Ty Windisch and the Eurostep podcast. Make that a daily part of your life. Ty, always good, and we will talk soon.
Looking forward to it, Bart. Thanks for having me on, and have a great weekend.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.